Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Garbage Day by Mayday Games. For ages 8 and up, 2 to 5 players, about 30 minutes.
So they say.
Yeah. There's a battle of wits among you and your roommates when it comes to taking out the garbage. A carefully stacked banana peel represents a small victory. The hidden kidney wrapper in your room is a big success, but the milk carton full of greenish liquid you secretly stashed under your roommate's bed, that was pure genius. Will you be careful and cunning to avoid responsibility and not take out the garbage? Find out in Garbage Day by Mayday Games.
Mayday! I mean, Garbage Day!
Garbage Day. Mayday has been a lot of fun. Anyway, so, what did you guys who played, which were Calvin, Alicia, Kristen, and Mitch?
And John.
And John.
And John. John played two.
Oh, yeah, John played two.
Yep.
So, what did you guys, what did you think the good about this game was?
The garbage can that all the cards were in.
Yeah, really? Anything else?
Kind of cool. It was very interesting trying to stack cards with making the two little holes.
Yeah. The cards were neat.
So one of the mechanics in it is all of these cards have two holes on one of the sides. And you get to stack them on top of the garbage can lid, and you have to be able to see through the holes in order for it to count.
So I like how they kind of combined the physical puzzle Jenga types mechanics with the kind of screw over your table mates card game. They took that and fused it.
Yeah.
I've noticed a trend in a lot of the games that we play today. There are a lot of screw-over-your-friend games.
Because we like you guys.
We're trying to send you a message, Calvin.
I'm sorry. Which is take out the garbage.
I know. I did.
Yeah, he did a very good job.
Well. Yeah.
What about you guys? Anything else good?
It played fast.
Yeah. Well,
it was pretty quick to pick up. Okay, yes. Never mind. It didn't play fast, but it didn't take much to pick it up.
Well, okay, here's the thing. It says it's supposed to take 30 minutes. I can see where that would be the case if you had younger children playing that are more active and bumpy, whereas you have these master stackers and these geniuses on figuring out cunning ways to lay cards.
It did play fast in terms of each individual person's turn didn't take very long.
Correct.
So you're not sitting and waiting for minutes at a time.
Yes, but... We did just kind of end the game at an hour because that was when the first person got enough cards to be knocked out of the game.
Well, that's about post pictures. And this epically large garbage.
We got a few.
And not only did he get enough to get knocked out, but he technically, I think, got enough to knock everyone at the table out.
The entire table, if I can spread that around. Yeah.
So he got a lot of cards. When it fell, he got a lot of cards.
All right, so is there anything bad about this game that you guys experienced?
Yes, there seemed to be some analysis paralysis when it came to some of the, what were those cards called? The ones that had all the
mischief cards.
There seemed to be a lot of times where we would be looking at the cards going, what's the formula for figuring out who to play this card?
Yeah.
They're not all super obvious what they do.
Right.
One thing I would note is there's actually two symbols on these. There's one that, because there's three symbols on where you can play them, either the garbage can, your room, or someone else's room. The symbols themselves, the between your room and your roommate's room, is very similar. It's an open door with a figure in it or multiple figures in it. The key, I think, is the color behind it.
Especially like me, if you're not paying attention.
Right, which
if you're colorblind, it's probably terrible.
Probably, right.
So it had like there was a symbol for something that had a smell.
Yeah.
Right.
And there was a symbol for something that was gross, which was a little squished bug.
I never saw anything that messed with the bugs or the gross.
Right. Right.
We did get the smell, but that's because I think the silver can that we used, not the green can, has a expansion pack included in it called the smelly something or another. I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Smelly smell.
It had cards specific to smells.
Alright,
so anything else?
That was bad.
Yeah, the lid is too stable.
Anything else?
More,
All right. I will say this. Yes, it's neat that it comes in a little trash can, but if you're a board game person who has all these shelves full of these board games, I imagine that would be really hard to stack.
It kind
of
piss you off.
With all the little boxes and stuff that you have.
I think it's neat, but I like neat things.
Like I like that, it too. Yeah. I half expected to open it up and find little pink plastic muscle figures in it. does that date me? Probably. Yes. But I don't care.
Okay.
Dates me too.
Or Oscar de Grouch can pop.
Anyone else have anything else to say about this before we end? You can play it in the Scarab Game Library.
Garbage Day!
Yay!
As I board game reviews from the Swarm cast, if you don't like it, then come over and kick your
tail! Tail! Toast meant to say tail. Toast one. Ooh. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah.